Good. Great. I hope you had enough time to discuss. We gave you a bit more because what usually happens when you have when you're talking that you kind of don't remember to write them down. So we thought that you might need some more minutes. And now here is the Flingerboard, and now we will give the microphone to you. We go all the three small groups so that you can share us what you were discussing. So if we with this left-hand side, this what new ideas or models or tools did you take to your course plan from this training? If we go that in the order starting from room one with Renato and then room two and room three if
Sorry to interrupt you, but I didn't get that each color is for each group, so the
No, we
red
didn't.
one is mine.
Okay, that's
No,
all right. No,
okay.
we did not agree on that. So if you have
Oh,
used it then
okay, sorry.
intuitively, that's fine. No, that's all right. But just to kind of hear what you were discussing. So let's first go this left-hand side. What new tools or methods you got from this training? And if small group number one would start, there was
Well, of course, the other member of the group are very welcome to correct me and ask what I'm going to do. Well, we did agree that one of the important thing, takeaway lesson was the attention to disabilities. That really, it's something we should always pay attention, and we thought we were doing it, but actually we're not. So most of us will now pay attention to how they design their material, like the links. Are you suggested how to put a link correctly into the Moodle, for example, or to use the little button on Moodle to check if it's acceptable or not, and so on. So attention to disability is really something we do agree it was a very eye-opening idea. And of course, the ABC model. Some of us use it, some of us didn't, but we all agree that is a very interesting way of planning and designing, even if challenging. I personally add the Learning Designer tool on the UCL website that I found very, 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 very useful, but also all the tool like the cartoon program that Mathieu suggested. It's really interesting, and maybe I'm going to use it in the future. So in the end, that's my personal opinion. I mean, many of the ideas we were exposed to were we already knew, like active design, importance collaboration, stuff like this. But as other member of the group underlined, during this training, they were all together, they were all in the same framework, and especially with the ABC model, we could see the way to use them all together and distribute them in the course, in the course design, and that was very, very, very useful. As for the right part of the Flinga, well, for me, designing the course was very, very useful using applying the ABC model, because I'm usually I it's not that I don't pay attention to designing, but it's that I design a different way. Like, I design the content. Like, I want to do this and this slide, and then I say this one and that one. In this way, I had to design activities. And that really was revolutionary for me. And now I have a very good structure for the course, day by day design for in my case. And I have the time and the view that let me plan in advance all the activities and all the resources I want to use in my course. Because usually I'm a last minute guy, and at the end I say, okay, I would love to do this quiz, but there's no time for this. Okay, next year I'm going to do this. But this is different. And some other pointed out, it's not just that you know what you are going to do, but also that what you are not going to do. That is also important. So it's also the negative. This better not to do this, better to do this, that. As for the feedback, that's the other important aspect of this training. Feedback from peers was very, very, very useful, interesting, challenging, fulfilling for us as teachers, because there were feedback from different cultural and national background, like, you know, different subject, people from different country with different experience in different university and so on. We in Palermo, we do have a similar program. It's a mentoring program, but it's all year round among peers. And I do love this program. And I must say, I feel this is like, you know, an international way of doing this peer feedback. It's very, very good for me. I do love it because, as other pointed out in the group, looking at the others, like, you know, giving feedback to the others, it's also reflecting on yourself. It's like a mirror. You see what the other are doing, and you see what good they're doing, what you don't like they're doing, and think about yourself. And this is very, very useful. So we do agree that this should continue. You know, like, you know, in the afternoon we talk about this, because that's the point of the For Them Alliance, you know, trying to be together as much as possible. And afterward, we do love to meet in person. We would like to that. So maybe, you know, think about in the future about something like this. I'm missing something. Am I missing something, guys? From the group one?
I don't think so.
Great, thank you. Thank you for sharing this. It was very, very interesting to hear. And we're happy to hear that you have found this ABC model as a revolutionary for your course design, because it's always good to get new impacts and get different angles to your own designs. Okay, thank you, group number one. And then we have group number two with Aune and Beatrice and Fred and Indra. Can you please share the left-hand side? What new ideas, models, tools did you take? What were you discussing?
Someone? Anyone? Okay.
I think we were talking a lot about our semesters and how it's going in the courses. So we did not really, like at first, we did not really focus on the questions. But we put down the Answer Garden and Mentimeter, because I knew Mentimeter, for example, I knew before, but I didn't know the way you could use it also with the quizzes. And that was, for me, was very interesting to see. As well as this Answer Garden tool, I didn't know that at all. I put these two down. I don't know, did we put anything else down?
Yeah, I added student-centered institutional model because it was really clear and inspiring.
Challenging. We were talking that it was challenging too, the ABC model we were talking.
Yeah, it was on the right side for, I think.
Yeah, I think we have more on the right side, actually, to say.
Okay, we'll get back to that after this first round. Yeah, good. Thanks. And how about group number three with Fernando, Christine, Aaron? Anything to add to these? Or what were you discussing?
Yeah, probably I would say that again, I'm, as I said in the morning, that I'm grateful for this puzzle tool, the jigsaw, that the round green one in the list of the different tools that I already tried and used, and that it was very good. And at least from my point of view, we discussed in our group also the peer review process. And Aaron especially said that's a huge work from the point of view of organizers to use this kind of tools in the classes.
Yeah. Sometimes, if they're used to it, it's usually smooth. If it's their first time doing it, then yeah, it requires a lot of planning beforehand.
Mm-hmm. And Fernando, something else to add? I think the rest you talked already.
Yes, to me, one really interesting tool is Flinga. because I found it very interesting in order to make the students to take part in the process. And, you know, with this way of working and putting ideas, it's like gamification somehow as well. And it's a good way in order to create collaboration among the students. So they can work together and they can give, they need to give a common result. So I think it's really interesting.
Good, thank you. And as I've already said, I will give a short demonstration of Flinger and its possibilities in the afternoon session. I'm glad to hear that you have found a new tool from there. And I guess we could actually continue with the reverse order, starting from group number three with this right-hand side. And the question was, how did you find this process? Like, how was it compared to your normal process of planning your courses now that you planned it in some way and provided feedback and also received feedback? So group number three, would you like to share your views on this?
The first thing I wrote was challenging, because it is. I mean, you need to sit, start thinking about your program and your planification, is what Renato said before. Of course, we always did it, but not in this way. And this way is much more accurate. I always had many difficulties in establishing the hours that the students need to invest in order to do different activities. And with this model, you can calculate it very, very accurately. Of course, sometimes it's not so easy, but it's much more it's much easier than it used to be. So it's challenging, basically, the new way or the this ABC model is a challenge to, at least for me, is like that.
Yeah, and of course now you had a short online introduction to it, so it's always when you do it for the first time, it's tough. And as we would have been doing in the face-to-face training, that there would have been more reflection and you would have been able to work on your own course plan. Now you did an example course plan of one group member, so yeah, so it's always challenging in the first time. Yeah, but I'm glad to hear that you found this useful for estimating this amount of hours that students need to work. Yeah. Good, thank you. Anything group number three would like to add here?
Thank you, Fernando said important yes. things.
Yes, good. Then we will go to group number three. We have Beatrice and Fred and Indra here. Aune had to leave for a while to teach. So would you like to share? You said that you wrote more things here on the right-hand side. What were you discussing?
Yeah, we said it was difficult and challenging. What did we write? Putting ourselves in students' shoes, which was really interesting. and challenging too. We try to apply the ABC model. Choosing the right tools for the course was also a challenge, and also the right proportion, the right ratio of face-to-face versus virtual activities and the way to structure them in the course plan was also a big challenge. What did we write here, colleagues? I don't remember. Did I forget something or?
No. One of the things we were talking is sometimes it was difficult to, we have learned a lot of tools that are very useful ones, but it's difficult when you have to design a course, it's difficult to to how to include it in a course and be realistic, because there are very, very many interesting ones, but this we're talking about, they are trying to design in a realistic way. It was, we were talking, it's very challenging how to do it in a, how to include the, choose the one in the course. It was, we're talking about this kind of work.
If I may add, so we did this, that we enjoyed the peer feedback and also the communication followed, kind of discussion, online discussion. And so we haven't managed to read everything, but we have not only reviewed the two assigned course plans, but actually we have learned and we have looked at nearly all course plans and also kind of taken part in discussion. And well, when the course is over, I know for myself, I will still have a look at others as well, which I haven't managed to look at. So that was especially interesting and beneficial, useful, that we were able to learn from each other. Different tools, different approaches, and yes, well, things have already been mentioned. I have also put down several tools, which I will later on, well, apply. But these tools come not only for our dear hosts and but also from colleagues from other countries. So that's really useful.
That's great. And that's absolutely very valuable. And as we were going through the overview of the course in the beginning of the first lesson, there was one of the big learning goals was also to share experiences with your European colleagues. And that's how we see that it's very valuable. And Indra, I strongly agree with you, because now that you had a great opportunity to sneak and peek your colleagues' course plans, and some of you already shared in the feedback, yes, thank you, I will use this. And you had a very good idea. And thanks for showing how you use Moodle. I will do that as well. So this is, take this as a great opportunity to learn from your colleagues as well. Yes.
Indeed. Thank you.
Thank you. Anything group number two would like to add? Yeah. Yes, we can go to group number one with Daniel and Matthew and Renato, and now your name is...
I think Renato said he commented both the left side and the right side, I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
But, well, for me, because I jumped into the group like for the last 5 hours, so for me, the most interesting thing was to get feedback and give feedback, because as Renato said, it made me think more of my own planning and the way I'm doing it, and reviewing my own plan and asking myself multiple questions like, what is good for the student, not for me, right? Because before I was, of course, planning a course, but I was thinking, what should I say, what I usually do, how I usually do it, and I wasn't actually paying enough attention to how would they react to my course and what I'm saying and how is it planned, and them students, I mean. So the mirror Renato mentioned is for me the main advantage of getting feedback. So yeah, that's and I like this. Where is it? Oh, I cannot find it now. Yes, this, putting ourselves in students' shoes. This is very important, I think. It's not from our group, but I really like this square saying that we should sometimes try to think as if we were our own students and to plan our course this way.
Thank you, Danielle, for sharing. And that's true. I also agree. If I have time, I try to attend some courses or online courses to kind of get new ideas and tools and see what colleagues are doing. And also, I also think it's very good to have this experience of being a student, because especially now that we're doing practically everything fully online, it's important to have clear instructions and have the feedback channel or some channel to ask the teacher, contact the teacher. And the more unclear the instructions are, it also makes more work for the teacher when you have to explain things to students individually when they contact you. So I think it's a very, very good experience to set yourself in students' shoes every once in a while. Good. Thank you. Thank you very much for this. I was taking notes of these issues that you mentioned also that were not there. We will, me and Lisa will be, we have to, or we have the joy of reporting to the Forum Alliance how this training went and of the feedback. And of course, we will use this when we design for the new course, because as far as we know now, we won't be able to meet face to face in the beginning of the autumn either. So it will be a fully online course as well. So all the feedback we get from you is very valuable, so we can make changes and keep the things that worked for the next course. Good. I would suggest we have a 5 minutes break now before we continue this first session's later half. Is that okay for you?
Yes, sure.
Yes. So we will continue 8 past your current hour. Perfect. See you soon.
See you. Here we are.
Great. Okay, Lisa, please go ahead.
Yes, the second part of this morning session, we're going to discuss about issues that have come up in your course or in the process of your course plans, and also from the discussion forum in the Moodle. And I would like to now invite Aaron to talk about the community of inquiry, the model that you used in your course plans. So please go ahead, Aaron.
Wait, what? I'm sorry, I just got here.
Oh, sorry. Sorry.
Go ahead, Aaron.
Classic one. We'll give the mic to the one who's just coming in. So is it okay if you just would shortly describe the model that you were using in your course plans, the community of inquiry?
Yeah, I'll just share my screen quickly so you can kind of see the visualization,
sure,
which I really like. Screen share. All right, so essentially there are three presidences. I should also mention that this model is actually really old, in like 2000 when they developed it. But there's the social presence, the cognitive presence, and the teaching presence. And pretty much the teaching presence, I should mention, even though they're using presence, it doesn't mean physically there, because sometimes teachers or students think it means physically. It's that the students or other teachers, let's say, think that you are actually there. So teaching presence is essentially guiding the students. All right, and social presence means that there's actually some type of interaction going on with the students and the teacher. And then the cognitive presence is pretty much sustaining communication, challenging them. And all this comes together to kind of create this educational experience. So that's it. So, and according to the research, the teaching presence is actually the most important, because you don't have this, you technically don't have the social presence or cognitive presence. At least that's kind of what the research shows. Also, I have used this myself, and it's actually really good to kind of quickly see what presence needs more development. And currently I'm struggling with the teaching presence. It's not quite there yet. And also they have this nice questionnaire with all these presents that actually links to the teaching. And that questionnaire is actually, according to some research, linked to self-regulated learning as well. So that's kind of shortly it.
Thank you, Aaron. Yeah. How did you come up with this model? How did you come up to or decided to that this is a good one for your courses, for your course designs?
Well, because I'm co-teaching, so there's written communication, speech communication, also involved in Swedish. So I had to kind of come up with a basic model that satisfied all of them. And when I first came up with my e-learning module, which was like 3 years ago, so like 2 years before the COVID, I had to spend a lot of time convincing them, like a whole year, and like answering questions. So like kind of what we just did, I've had a whole year with like 8 different teachers. So yeah, and yeah, a lot of research. Actually, if this probably would have saved me a lot of time if I would have done this in the beginning, maybe. Instead of reading all those articles on my own.
Okay, thank you, Aaron. Any questions or comments to Aaron? We all know that there was already questions and discussion in the discussion forum about this model, but anybody want
Ronaldo
to say something?
I never answered his question about what year these students are. It's actually first year students, first semester. There is some maturity, I would say. But also, from my experience, first-year students are really motivated. So as long as you kind of give them enough challenging tasks and provide guidance, in my experience, most students are actually completing it. So, yeah. And trust me, you're not the only one to have that type of question as well. Some of my co-teachers, same question. And my wife is now in the background.
Live across the Europe.
yeah.
Okay, thank you. Any comments or questions to Aaron? Anybody?
I find this very intriguing, but of course I have to read a little about this approach, because okay, social presence, teacher presence, cognitive presence, but in the end, you know, down to earth, what actually is, social presence? Like, you know, how do you enforce it? How do you promote it? So you do, as a teacher, I understood that the teacher presence is the kind of a glue between these two other domains, like, you know, social and cognitive presence.
Yeah.
But, you know, I must say what I did love about ABC design, it was very clear to me what to do. You know, you have to do this. These are the tools. This is what you're going to design. These are your approach. You know, I must say, very easy for me to understand. But in this different approach, I don't get easily what in the end is, like, you know, social presence. What are we talking about exactly? Like, you know, collaboration among groups or promote, after course party or all of these, and how?
Yeah, I actually, in that same slide, I have another slide. I'm probably not going to show you. But yeah, that's one of the problems. They don't actually give kind of like guidance of actually how to do it. And from what I did my little quick research on the ABC model, when did the first research come out? It was based on, I forget the researcher's name.
Diane Lorillard.
Yeah, so I think 2010, maybe 10 years after, if I'm not mistaken. I forget when I looked it up. So I'm thinking I haven't check this, but I think she actually read this and realized maybe there's a problem and actually probably came up with the ABC model. Maybe, I don't know, because this community of inquiry is pretty old. And I should mention, it's also based on like John Dewey, a lot of it. So it's kind of like teaching through experiences. So in their model, like you're creating like an experience, and then you learn through that. So yeah, so collaboration, having tasks, some like group work, group presentations. Yeah. But yeah, that's a good question.
Okay, thank you, Aaron. Thank you, Renato. Anybody else? Any comments, questions?
One of the things I didn't understood well was the assessment. How do you know the how do you know they have the knowledge of your subject?
Oh, for me personally, for the e-learning module, there's it's a summary at the end, so kind of an essay, and they just kind of write, and I just check just to make sure that they have that skill or knowledge. Yeah. I mostly did this because in my co-teaching, I'm seeing these students for 3 years, and I was mostly focusing on student satisfaction. If that makes any sense, because if they're not satisfied in the first module and I see them in the second module, they're probably going to have these preconceived notions of it. So I just wanted to see, like, is my teaching presence there? Am I providing enough social presence for them? So... yeah, and then making changes to it every year.
Do you know what? For people that come from the traditional way of teaching, your proposal for us is like to break our house. The ABC model is like to break to build windows and doors, and this is to break the whole house. Like, that's why I think Renato and I, we feel like sounds great, but I don't know how to manage this. That's how I feel. Sounds great,
I understand.
But I don't know how to manage it. So that's why, you know, it sounds great, but in law, actually, it's law, like American way of doing, for example, in the United States, actually they do that. They learn law. Actually, they learn law this way of doing face to face lectures. They actually is like using